This is Jasmine with Listen to Your Single Friend. We're going to be talking about the good, the bad, and the lonely. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. It's been a few weeks. The girl has been busy, and I think that's an understatement. Obviously, I launched a bunch of things for this platform by itself. I had an event for my event business. I started a new job. I had a death in the family. I mean, I did not intend to take that many weeks off, but I'm here and I'm back, and I'm just ready to get into the shits. I did miss telling you guys how thankful I am for y'all on Thanksgiving Day. This episode was supposed to come out weeks ago on Thanksgiving, but I'm catching up now. I am just super grateful for this platform, specifically you guys not cussing me out for taking some time off. I am going to likely move to every other week for an episode on the main show, but you know, we'll just see what happens. I do have so many topics to cover. My episode list has like 100 topics left. So, like, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And that's not including when I'm recording an episode and I'm saying, you know, I'm going to do an episode about this too. So still so much down the pipeline for this show. We are really just getting started. But I totally owed you guys this episode or an episode before we ended the year of 2021. So we're here now. I want to give an extra special shout out to my patrons. There are several bonus episodes up on Patreon right now. The latest one just dropped last week for single girls when vibrators aren't enough. So that was the most recent episodes. And basically, I'm just talking about get that bread, get that head, and leave. Like, if you've been single for a while, we still got needs, and it's okay to get them met, but, you know, just basically giving some tips and tricks to, you know, still get your needs met, but not get your feelings too caught up. Because I feel like as single women, as single people, why should we have to be punished and not be able to, you know, get our needs met? I am way less conservative on the bonus show. So if you want to hear me with no filter, then go ahead and meet me over there on Patreon. I haven't had a few episodes. I haven't had a recent episode on this show, the main show, in a few weeks. But patrons have been getting regular content every week or so, and they are just not missing out on content, okay? So it really is worth it. Majority of people get the middle tier, the $7 tier, and that gets you access to the bonus episodes. But anyways, I did want to just thank you guys for this platform, my loyal listeners, my patrons, etc. Y'all really just keep me going. I hit 10K, 10,000 downloads a few weeks ago. That's a big deal, guys. Like, what the fuck? Like, 1 year in the game and we put up numbers. So I'm just so happy to be here and happy that y'all are rocking with me. If you don't follow the Instagram page, this will be news to you. The merchandise for Listen to Your Single Friend has launched. It's been out for, I want to say, almost a month now. And it is available. So go ahead to the website, listentoyoursinglefriend.com, and click on, I think it's under merch or under store. And yeah, go ahead and make some purchases. I kept it fall/winter friendly. So we have a bunch of crew necks, and I did put a t-shirt and a tote bag up there. So shout out to everyone who has purchased so far. Pretty much everybody got their deliveries already. So please take pictures and like tag me in them. Like, people have messaged me and was like, oh, I got my merch, but like, take pictures of them. I want to see you in them. If you haven't gotten anything yet, I would recommend the crew neck. They are cute, of course, but they're also comfy as hell. Like, I throw mine on all the time. It's just so perfect for this winter season. My friends have actually stolen several of them already from the test order that I bought. They're just hella comfy. I actually have my pink one on right now. I'm not even going to be recording visuals for this episode. It really is just that comfy. And multiple people who have received their orders have already reached out and said, this is good quality. And quality is just important for me with this show, with the social media. Like, quality is really important for me. So I'm glad that the people who have received their orders, you know, they recognize that. But it really is some good crew necks. Lots of color options, different colors with the logo. So go ahead and get that merch, y'all. And also let me know what other merch you want to see. I'll add things to the store as we get closer to the spring. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. I mean, it's been a while. So, you know, I did have a brief moment where I just was feeling unmotivated, I'll be honest. And, you know, I talked about this in episode 3, I think. You know, I had the holiday blues recently. That loneliness, it be creeping in. And so usually I take a social media break. And I try to, but it's so hard because, like, Screenshot Friday and all the stuff that I'd be posting, it's just hard to take a social media break. But I have already started unfollowing, like, the Black Love accounts and all that sort of thing. Because, you know, I talked about this in detail in that holiday episode. You know, I know what my triggers are. And so that is definitely a trigger for me. So, you know, just protect your peace in this time. Please, please, please. We about to get matching pajamas to death right now. But just protect your peace and stay off socials if you need to. But, you know, working on this episode and, you know, having the merch and the Patreon and everything for you guys definitely keeps my spirits lifted. And you guys reach out all the time. Just saying how much you feel seen. And so I just want you to know, you know, I'm definitely here and I'm in this with you guys. And I'm just so thankful that you guys listen to me. 10,000. Oh my god. So I told y'all we are in this, the good, the bad, and the lonely. So let's do this. Today's conversation is going to be fun. It's about shooting your shot, ladies. So let's keep the conversation going on Instagram and Facebook. Listen to Your Single Friend. Twitter is Your Single FRND. Make sure to tune in to our accounts on Fridays for Screenshot Friday. Also, remember, I am uploading these episodes to YouTube, so check me out over there. As a reminder, Listen to Your Single Friend is on Patreon. And just a great way for you guys to stay connected with me and get access to that bonus feed. So you have to be at least on the close friends tier or above to get access to that bonus feed. Go ahead to Patreon, patreon.com/ listen to Your Single Friend and become a patron now. It's time for our trivia throwback. Here is the clip from last episode's trivia.
Anywhere from 50% to 80% of people who use online dating apps lie about themselves on their profile. 40% of men have admitted to lying about their blank. Is it A, relationship status, B, their height, C, their age, or D, their jobs?
The answer is actually D. They lie about their jobs. I was kind of shook up with that one, y'all. I just knew it was going to be height. I guess in my experience with online dating, I've been height fished. I've had a guy add 2 inches to his height. He said he was 5'4". I'm 5'2". I think I told this story before. I showed up in heels that were only 2 inches just so I wouldn't be, you know, towering over him. And I was a whole head taller than him on that date. So he definitely lied about his height. The others were relationship status and age. I don't think guys lie about that. Most times if they're in a relationship, you know, it'd be a lot of couples on the apps these days. And a lot of people are into ethical non-monogamy. That's a big buzzword on the apps lately. ENM, ethical non-monogamy. So the relationship status one, I knew it wasn't that one. But the jobs? Ooh. Now, you know what? Now, let me not even say that I'm surprised by this because, like, I've seen guys, what they do is like, they definitely smudge their title. Like, I've seen guys say shit like, I'm a traffic controller for airplanes or something like that. Like, they'll make it sound really, really fancy. But basically, they're the guy who does like the waving with the color things, like when the plane's about to take it off. But they'll dress it up, you know, like, I provide customer support to high profile clients, stuff like that. And it's just like, so you're a customer service representative, you work at a call center. So I actually can see them lying about their jobs, because I've seen men smudge the truth. And that is one thing I can read between the lines. If a guy like, I feel like I've seen guys like, say, like, get real creative. That's the thing, is they get creative with their titles. So it was something something about service support to the public. He was like a sanitation worker, like a garbage truck person. And I was just like, what? Like, when the titles get real long and they doing too much, chances are he is probably lying about his job. So I guess that one wasn't as much of a surprise. So the answer is D, they be lying about them jobs, y'all. You better look them up on LinkedIn. Now it's time for the quote of the day. So the quote of the day, you know, I'm always going to start you off with positive vibes. It's, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. That was from T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. Basically, what they're saying is, do something different, change the game, try to get some different results. And I picked that quote on purpose because it sets the perfect stage for this episode about shooting your shot, ladies. So keep that quote with you as you listen to this episode. All right, guys, now it's time for Goals and Goofies. It's been a lot of shit going on in the, you know, 4 or 5 weeks that I have been off the air. There was Jada and Will shenanigans, Danny Lee and the baby, which was horrible and abusive. Yeah, it's been a lot of stuff. I'm gonna give goals to, India and Dirk. I don't know their music, but, I think I know some of Lil Durk's music, but everybody's really happy. They just got engaged. I think I may have talked about them before, but he shouted out her business on one of his songs with Drake, and I just love that. I just love how he like supported her. I don't know nothing about nothing with these people. I did hear he got hella babies. Ghetto, very ghetto. But, you know, this is apparently his long-term girlfriend, and he proposed. It was at a concert. Again, don't care for it, but the kids seem very happy about this. So I'm going to give them goals because we need some goals right now. I also want to talk about Adele's album. I don't have kids or an ex-husband, but damn, I just love that freaking album. I had that on repeat when it first came out. That girl just, she knows how to emote. That white girl just knows how to make you feel some feelings about things you ain't even feeling about. It was just so good. I Drink Wine was one of my favorite parts of that album. What's that girl's name? Summer Walker came out with an album. I may have mentioned this before on the page, but my brother-in-law, who produced the intro for this show, actually help with vocals on the track with Omarion on Summer's album. So make sure y'all run that track back. It's a very sexy track. And shout out to my brother-in-law who did the intro and for the show. What else has been going on? I'm trying to play catch up. I wanted to do goofies really quickly. Something that I found on the nets, because all the goofy shit be on the internet. It's a screenshot. It looks like, if I had to guess what app this is, this looks like Hinge. So it's a screenshot from a dating app, and the guy's name is King, which should tell us what time it is from there.
So he opens it up and says, how do you plan on keeping a man? And she says, excuse me? And he says, what are your tools to keep a man? I believe this is a harmless question. She said, LOL, harmless, maybe after an introduction, maybe hi, how are you? I'm marvelous. Thanks for asking yourself. So he sends this paragraph. He says, we are both aware that formal introductions are not appealing to the majority of females. In addition, I'm not a fan of small chat or monotonous discussion. Allow me to forego the small talk for the time being because we are here to create relationships, correct? I can easily see what your name is, and the same is true for you. So what tools do you have at your disposal to maintain a man? Yes, this is a completely innocent inquiry. First the fuck of all, excuse me? The motherfucking gall. Let's run it all the way back. So the person who screenshot it said, I wouldn't even respond it after his second asked, which I agree. Like I said, his name on the app says King, which I am certain is not his God-given name, unless he's one of T.I. and Tiny's children. So he clearly is on some hotepery and some incel bullshit with this King stuff. Listen, the red flags be red flagging. How do you count on peeping a man? The only type of man who get capped is the man who want to be capped. I just was commenting on a Facebook post today where actually they were talking about India and Lil Durk, and they were like, see, this is some man was like, see, this is what happens when you stay covered up and you don't be, you know, on the internet showing all your assets. If you act like a wife, you'll become a wife. And so a girl on my Facebook was just like, I don't believe that to be true. It doesn't matter if you do all the things for a guy, you know, he still might not commit to you. And so, of course, there were men like, no, nah, you know, nobody wants to, you know, cuff a thot or a girl who has her booty all on the internet. Listen, if y'all want to be playing wife to a boyfriend, be my motherfucking guest. But what we're not going to do is sit up here and talk about how you need to behave in a certain manner in order to get a man to marry you. There is no specific behavior that you can do to make a man want to marry you other than a man wanting to marry you. Let me not say there's no specific behavior. But no, I mean, in theory, yes, there are things to make yourself, you know, like shown to be a worthy partner. But a man who wants to marry you is going to fucking want to marry you. This is a gripe I used to have back in my bitter days. Just like, oh, that lady's a bitch. Or she doesn't know how to cook. Or she can't do this. Or she can't do that. And she still got a man. Because that man wanted to be with her. So what I'm saying is there is no laundry list of behavior. So all this, what do you plan on keeping a man? I don't plan on doing shit but being myself. If that's not enough for him, then oh, motherfucking well. But everything about this interaction was so aggressive. And I bet all my pennies that he follows that fucking scammer of a dating guru. All my pennies. Why would you start out a conversation this aggressive? I'm just disgusted. She was very nice. Well, hi, how are you? She was being funny, but she's just like, dang, you're not even going to just say hi? We're both aware that formal introductions are not appealing to the majority of females. He already on strike six. You calling women females. Like, literally, the red flags be red flagging. Like, you calling women females, your name is King, and you're not acting like one. I'm not a fan of small chat or monotonous discussion. Allow me to forego the small talk for the time being because we're here to create relationships, correct? You rude as fuck. Rude as hell. Who would want to? I am certain that this man blames women for the reason why he is single and on these apps. I am certain. He's probably the type to say, well, women just can't take my directness. Or they just don't know what they want. Or they just don't know how to keep a man. So that question shuts them down. I am disgusted. And I'm going to say this time and time again. The fact that we would rather be single than deal with some of you niggas is not a flex. The men are going crazy. We want you to be a normal, nice human being. And men are realizing, hey, I actually have to be a person in order to get women. Now, women got jobs. We can afford our own lifestyles. We can buy our own houses. We can have babies without them. We can pretty much do everything we want without them. And we can fuck on them, you know. But we can live our lives without needing a man, needing a partner. We want one. There's nothing wrong with wanting one. But at what expense? Like, I'm not dealing with this shit. I'm just not dealing with this shit. And it's a lot of this out here in these dating streets. And it's very ghetto. Niggas on a high motherfucking horse because they think somebody is desperate or just wants to be in a relationship so bad. I promise you, I don't. I promise you, we do not. Please keep this bullshit to yourself. This is so rude and so aggressive. Like, sit this full ass fucking paragraph. I can see what your name is, and the same is true for you. So, what tools do you have at your disposal to maintain a man? Yes, this is a completely innocent inquiry. You know you being rude as fuck. This is that bitter shit. We do not talk enough about how bitter some men are. All this incel shit, all this Kevin Samuel shit, some men are really fucking bitter. I had done a post. When did I do this post? And I asked men, what did they want from women? And one man responded, and I put it on the story, so I know who wrote it, but it was, you know, anonymous to you guys. And he wrote, I don't need nothing from women. They're just going to disappoint me anyway. But, you know, women are cool or whatever. Somebody hurt that baby. Somebody hurt him to his core. The bitterness be jumping out. Just like people be so quick to say, you know, single people are bitter or single women are bitter. It don't really be like that all the time. Sometimes it really be these men. This is how you approach women. We are both aware. It's the condescending for me. It's the who the fuck you think you're talking to for me. Oh, this is how he talks on a dating app to a complete stranger. And I always say this, when a woman is confused about a situation with a guy in his early days, I always say this, imagine how he is going to behave when y'all are in a 6-month year relationship and have a serious issue. The way he's going to gaslight, the way he's going to try to belittle you, make you feel stupid, make you feel, ugh. Imagine the way he would talk to a partner a year from now. This is fucking disgusting. I hope she reported him to the apps. This is ghetto as shit. This is goofy as fuck. Overit.com. All right, guys. Now it's time for the main segment. Some of y'all are going to give me grief on this episode title alone. And that's exactly why I'm doing this episode. We have some unpacking to do on this subject matter. I already know I'm about to get some slack about this, which is why it needs to be discussed. I'm big on closed mouths don't get fed. And if you've made it this many episodes in, you know that I am not about that. Let me sit home and hope a man finds me shit. Okay. I am here for active dating, not for what folks like to do and chill and sit back and wait someone to find them, which is passive dating. And passive dating just looks like the phrase, I'm just waiting on my husband. When you don't date, you don't leave the house, you don't go where the eligible men's are, you don't put yourself out there, or my favorite, I don't do online dating. When you have thousands and thousands of men at your fingertips. Like, online dating is just another method of meeting men. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm just not in a position to turn my nose up at other methods to connect with folks. And I said this before, I know someone who has made a serious connection on every app that you could name. And I know y'all are going to say, well, you know, I just prefer to meet people in person. I mean, we all do. Y'all know that my cute meet story is being at Target. But y'all don't even go out. And I'm not talking about going to restaurants, clubs, and happy hours and just hoping if some man approaches you. I'm talking about like being intentional about the places you go to meet eligible men. But I digress. I mean, mainly what I'm getting at is your man's not just going to show up on your doorstep, and y'all got to take actions and y'all got to get out here and make some moves. Shooting your shot is where opportunity meets preparation. So hold that line with you while we go through this subject. I get pushback every time I bring up anything relatively asking the ladies to do some work when it comes to the dating field. And like, I need y'all to stop making me look bad. Like, we do have some work to do, ladies. And it's nothing wrong with us, you know, taking a little bit of action. I think part of the issue is women have no idea what shooting your shot actually means. Like, shooting your shot for ladies is very different than shooting your shot for guys. And I think some of you associate shooting your shot with being thirsty or chasing a man. And when I ask questions and press about it, it seems that there's just simply some misunderstanding going on here. When I actually spell out what shooting your shot looks like, most of you guys put the clause away. So I really want y'all to be open-minded about this subject. Some of y'all just don't want to hear shit about it at all, though. And the second I mention things about, you know, making yourself approachable and seen by a guy you're interested, I hear stuff like, well, if he wanted me, he's going to come to me. Or the other, the popular one, well, I want the type of man that's going to be the aggressor. I just hate when y'all make me agree with men. But some of y'all got to get over yourselves. That's a fucking cop out. Y'all be doing so much with the energy, but not actually taking actions, and wonder why you get no action or no play and haven't gone on a date in 3 years. Like, it's giving rigid. It's giving you don't listen. Like, it's given, like, the definition of insanity is doing nothing and hoping that a husband is going to pop out the fucking woodworks. That's what it's given. It's not given what it's supposed to give. So I need y'all to stop with the copping out, and I need y'all to stop with the excuses. 9 times out of 10, when I'm talking about shooting your shot, I am literally just talking about giving man the green light that it's okay to talk to you. And ladies, I get it. We all want that cute meat. Picture perfect setting, just like the movies when you meet your boo. But also, y'all gotta chill out. This is real life. You being the first to say hi is not the same as you chasing a man down and asking him to marry you. So today, we are gonna break up with being shook by the term shoot your shot. And we're just gonna apply just some little moves and, you know, subtle things to our love lives just to make a difference. So let's do a scenario just to kind of get you guys to understand where I'm getting at. So let's say you're at the bar, and including you, there are 10 ladies in the room. The other 9 ladies are equally gorgeous, as intelligent and awesome as you are. And then a nice walking guy walks in, and he is exactly your type. Idris, whoever. And all 10 of you ladies, again, y'all are on equal playing field. All 10 of y'all are his type. How does this man choose which one of you 10 ladies to connect with that evening? I'm gonna let y'all sit with that for a second. I really need y'all to put yourselves in men's shoes and just have an honest moment. Y'all love, well, men are the hunters, or he who finds a wife. But I think y'all take that a little too literally. Yes, men are hunters, but they also have options. And I don't know about y'all, but I just hate to see myself like as the hunted. Like, I hate to think that I am one of the 10 ladies in this room just hoping to get chosen. Like, fuck that shit. You know, if you see what you want, go for it. I had recently saw this woman like getting upset that she kept getting approached by married men or just trash men overall. And she was internalizing that. Like, what am I doing to make these trash guys like think that, you know, they can approach me or whatever. And, the thing is, no need to internalize that shit, because men are shooters. they're going to keep fucking shooting their shot at every woman in the room sometimes until they get what they want. So it is so not personal, even though it may feel that way sometimes. Like, what would make you think that I would deal with your married ass? What would make you think that I'm a side chick? You know, that's kind of where she was taking it. And I'm just like, girl, don't even worry about that. But the point that I'm getting at is, for me, it's just not empowering to think that my love life is not in my hands. For my options to be completely limited to only the men who set their sights on me and not the ones that I've decided that I want to be on my list, that I want to be on my roster, that just seems weak as fuck. Like, I don't like that. Like, I get it, they're hunters, but it's like, I want to be hunted by the ones that I want. You know what I mean? So this is just not the old days. I feel like some women are just playing your love life like spades. You just got to play the hand that you're dealt. And I'm saying, fuck that. This is like the updated version of Uno, even though I don't, you know, I'm old school. But the point is, the updated version of Uno, like, where you have to switch the decks, your deck with your neighbor or whatever, the cards in your hand with your neighbor, or sometimes you have to draw a completely new deck. Like, I don't like it when I'm playing Uno itself, but that applies to this analogy because, like, stop just acting like you have to deal with what is handed to you. You only have to deal with the men who approach you. Make the men who you want approach you, or you make it so that you can approach them, or just, you know, make it easier for you to connect with the person that you want. That's what I'm getting at. Like, you don't have to just deal with what's coming for you. And you also don't have to just sit there and be like, well, you know, whatever comes for me now, fuck that shit. Like, the odds are in your favor. Take some control. Like, I just hate this concept that it's just like, you know, just waiting here to get chose. Fuck that. Go on some dates, you know? I mean, and there are factors in that scenario that come into play. Such as, you know, what is he looking for? Is he looking for a one-night stand? Is he looking for a situationship? Is he just looking for a night out for drinks? Is he looking for a wife? Other layers like his own self-confidence. Is he an introverted guy? Is he a more outgoing person? My male listeners can offer to come on and give me some perspective on how this is from the male point of view, but I'm just going to give it to you straight, ladies. In this scenario and in dating in general, you need to be ready to make yourself known. Yes, there are 9 other beautiful women in the room, but there's also me. In theory, shooting your shot is simply about making yourself approachable. So here's the tips. Here's what shooting your shot looks like. The biggest one is eye contact. And honestly, I'm not that great at this. but I have seen some women who are amazing at this move. Eye contact in any situation is a signal of confidence. And I think I'm a pretty confident person, but sometimes I even have to make it a point to just make sure I'm looking someone in the eyes when I'm greeting them or, you know, crossing their path. When I see a fine ass man, sometimes I get nervous or intimidated. I mean, a bitch be shook sometimes, okay? Like, I told y'all, I'm honest. But at the end of the day, who is he? Like, don't lose your sauce here and don't stand down. You know, like, I know it. We're shy, you know? Like, because that's really what a lot of this comes down to when women not wanting to shoot their shot is they're shy and they're scared of rejection. I don't care about none of that. This eye contact thing is a small but major signal to let a guy know that you're interested. And you don't even have to make sexy eyes, honestly. Just hold his eye contact for a few seconds, give a nice, sweet smile, and go about your business. Green light, okay? That's all a man needs. Now, the eye fuck is for the pros, and this is the one that I'm really still working on. But this is, like, not just looking at a man, but, like, giving him that, like, soul-snatching look. Like, you would fuck the hell out of him if you get a moment alone. Like, that eye fuck gets them going every time. And that smile that you give with the eye fuck is a little bit more of a smirk. Kind of like, if only you knew what I would do to you. You know, like, it's a tease. Like, it's fun. The head nod also works in a bar setting. You know, he gets his drink at the bar. You're at the bar too. You guys catch eyes. Give a light head nod, just acknowledging him. Or even, like, I've seen someone, like, just make eye contact with a guy and just do, like, a cheers in the air, like, towards him. Just kind of like, oh, you got your drink, cheers, that kind of thing. Green light. I just listed three things and they were all nonverbal. Like, you've not said any words, but you've made your presence known. It's simply, I am here and I see you. And that's it. Like, I also know some women who will bite their lips or whatever. I saw a girl do this once and I thought it was gross. I saw this girl do it and it worked. I didn't like it personally. It's giving ghetto. But if that works for you, then do it. So these are all nonverbal cues to give a man a green light that it's okay to approach you. And these are ways that you shoot your shot. Look at him in the eyes directly, giving him that eye fuck, giving him a head nod, just anything that, you know, acknowledges him. Something important is proximity. So, like, let's say you're in a crowded bar area, order your drink in the space next to him. Like, even if it's crowded, if he's standing at the bar, and there's a little bit of space next to him, go on over and get into that space and order a drink. It's a great way to just be like, oh, what do you have to drink? Whatever the case may be. If you're walking through a crowd, brush past him. Or even accidentally bump into him on purpose while you're going up to the bar. And if you're going to do the whole accidental bump or brush past him thing, make sure you actually look at him in his eyes and smile and say, excuse me, as you make your way to get your drinks. You don't have to stop. This all should happen in a fluid motion. You know, you kind of do a little brush past him, turn back, smile, look him in the face, say, oh, excuse me, and keep on going. It works, y'all. Trust me. Or like if you're at a table, let's say you're a VIP, whatever, and he's like standing on the floor. Ideally, he would be in VIP too, but whatever. Let's say he's down on the main floor and like you're at a table. Walk the room. I'm really big when I'm like, particularly like out with my single friends, I will make someone walk the room with me because I gotta be making eyes at the guys and I just need people to know that I am there and I am in the fucking building. Go to the restroom. And if there's a guy who you're into and you saw him across the room, make sure you walk directly past him. Like, just do it. It's a proximity thing. I know some women who will run game and they'll like drop things near a guy so he can pick it up. And that you could do in any setting. I don't keep that particular move in my toolbox, but it is out there and it does work to break the conversation barrier. So I've definitely seen women do this. So that's something you could try. But all you're really doing is like breaking the ice in what appears to be an organic way, but it's actually just a small, subtle, calculated move by you to make sure that he sees you. And before y'all start, there is nothing thirsty or desperate about this. You want a man? Yes or no? There is nothing wrong. We on episode 30. By now, we gotta get over this. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be dating, wanting a partner, wanting some intimacy. There's nothing wrong with any of that. So there's nothing desperate about making sure that, oh, that hottie just walked in the room. I want to make sure he see me. Like, how you go about that is what matters. And again, all these tips that I've given so far, super chill. Very chill. And there's nothing thirsty about this. A dating coach that I follow always says, you're only thirsty if you're thirsty. So just don't think too much into this and don't make it a big deal. I know a woman who was out, like, I think she was at like a bar lounge type of situation. And she walked by this man that she thought was cute. She gave him the eye once and smiled. And when she walked by him, he looked, but he was still talking to his friends. So she committed herself to walking back by him when she came back. I don't remember if she was going to the bathroom or not, but she was going to have to walk back in his direction. But she made sure to walk directly right back by him, which is what I was talking about earlier. And she told herself, if he does not make a move this time, she was just going to let it go. So she did it again, looked at him in the eyes, smiled, and he stopped her. They're married with two kids now. She didn't do anything aggressive. She didn't move out of her feminine energy. She didn't even open her fucking mouth. She literally just made her presence known. And he took the bait and he did the work. So that's just one story of many of women just making themselves known. And that was a nonverbal one, but she did, you know, play into that proximity rule. Oh, I forgot. One of my favorites. And I have done this only when I'm feeling like particularly bold. This one I call it a look back at it. So when you're walking by like a cute man and y'all are going in opposite directions in public, you smile and you meet his eyes, but you still continue walking. And most times he's going to smile back, right? Then when you get past him, look back over your shoulder while you're walking. Like, just do it. Just turn around. Because basically what you're doing is seeing if he's checking you out. And if he turns around too, green light. Okay? And most times they do. Like, men are men. And when you turn your head back and he does too, 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, he's going to speak. He's going to ask you out. That one works like a charm. Like, I have done that one myself. I've given my eyes to the guys just out of, like, sheer practice. Even men that like I wasn't super interested in, but I just kind of wanted to, you know, see if it would work. So like one time I was at Target, y'all know I love Target, and I just tested it out on a guy that like I didn't even like, I wasn't really interested in him, you know what I mean? I just wanted to see if it would work. This was a few years ago, and I turned around after I walked past him, you know, I kind of like turned my head back. I didn't even like turn my head completely. I just turned it enough to see like out of my peripheral. And he had like broke his neck at that point. Like we made eye contact, we smiled, you know, but when I got past him, he like, you know, like damn near out of a freaking music video, like he like hit his friend or whatever. It's just, and I could hear him. I didn't make out what he was saying, but he said something or whatever. I did, like, I wasn't really into him. So like, I didn't, you know, do the whole like look back at it. I didn't like look back at him or whatever, but I just turned my head just enough just to see if he was still checking me out. And he was. So just test this one out on randoms, y'all. Like, I want to say that the eye thing is harder with the whole mask and everything, but honestly, it probably makes it a little bit easier to practice because all we have is our eyes to express ourselves now. So use your bodies, you know, like use all the parts of your body to just make yourself known. Now, let's use another bar setting for proximity. Let's say you go to a bar and it's like relatively empty. And or you're at a restaurant and you go to, you know, the happy hour area and you see two guys having beers with each other and you're about to go and sit down. Instead of sitting on the opposite end of the bar and acting like you don't want to be bothered, sit one, maybe two maximum seats away from those guys. And it don't matter which side you sit on. You know, obviously you want to, if you can tell which one is the one that you are going to, you know, make your mark, then sit on that side. But just one or two seats away from them. This is a tried and true tested method. I have done this before. You sit one seat away. All it takes is a simple, what are you guys drinking? Or, oh, that cocktail looks really good. Do you like it? Green fucking light. Okay. This shit works. It works. It works. It works. I'm just a very conversational person. So I can talk to like anybody about anything at a gas station. Oh, you know, my friend is thinking about buying that car that you drive. Do you like it? If you're at a concert, have you ever seen so-and-so perform before? They're just so good. At a restaurant or at Chipotle, shit, just be like, just say something. Like, I don't like complaining or whatever, so don't be like, oh, they always stiffen you on the sour cream too. But if you can say something like that and make it cute, then do that. But there's always stuff to say. I always say, like, interact with the environment around you because it gives you things to talk about. So yeah, so do that. And I want to run back really quickly to the whole like walking by and look back at it. When you're walking by someone, say hi. Just say hi. It's really not that hard. Just say hi. So that, you know, a lot of these were nonverbal, but we're moving into actually speaking to people now. And it's nothing wrong with just saying hi. Getting on the elevator. Speak to the people on the elevator. You walk by a hot person, y'all in the same hallway together. Like, just stop being, well, I'm not going to say rude because depending on where you grew up, some people just don't speak to people in their proximity and some people do. But I'm telling y'all, as women looking and trying to be open, speak to the people around you. Speak to these guys, okay? And I do want to take this moment to pause. Have you heard me say at any point, walk up to a man and tell him that you want him? Have you heard me say, ask that man out on a date? Did I even say, ask these men for their numbers? No. So get your head out of your asses. Shoot your fucking shot. Like, I am on one today. I know y'all thought I was going to come back and be all nice after a few weeks on the air. No, I'm on your heads today. This is what I'm here for. We're starting a new year. I want y'all to do better. But just really like take men off the pedestals that you have them on. You may not think that you have them on a pedestal, but sometimes we do tend to do that. Like, men are just humans. They are people. They are the inferior species, if you ask me. But seriously, all you're really doing is breaking the ice, y'all. You're just having a conversation with a person who you happen to want to hump in the near or far future. But yeah, it's just no need to overcomplicate it. And here's where I'm going to agree with y'all. A man who wants you will take some initiative. As in the example of the married couple I just mentioned, you know, he took the ball and he ran with it. He did the rest. You give the green light and a proper man will do the rest. Hell, some men just need a yellow light. Honestly, I said this before. If you breathe near men sometimes, they think you want to fuck them. But like I said, speaking to a man first on the elevator, giving him some good eye contact, you are in there. Green light. Y'all are not going to stop hearing me say this. Give the green light. All you really need to do is give a man an assist. He may be interested, but scared to say something to you. All you're doing is waving an invisible flag that says, I am a nice person and you can talk to me. That's all you're doing. You're giving off the signals. Everybody like the word vibes these days. You're giving off the vibes and good energy without even having to open your mouth sometimes. Men do not want to be rejected. So all these tips are really just about being approachable and letting him know that it's okay to approach you. Also, body language matters. You're at the bar. Turn your knees towards that stranger. Unfold your arms. Take your fucking headphones out at Target. That was for me. I love my headphones. I just be in my own little world when I'm in public. But get rid of that resting bitch face. And hell, sometimes I just be in my own world. But if I'm at the grocery store, I'm out in public, I am good for, you know, just making a few little changes and just, you know, perking up just a little bit. So keep that in mind. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're at a kickback, sit near the group. Don't stay in the kitchen area with the other two antisocial people. Like, speak to the people around you, no matter where you are. And just have a general air and a general sense of openness about you. Openness so people can feel it's okay to approach you or okay to talk to you. And you have to have some confidence with this. Don't be committed to the outcome. I do not build my confidence on the backs of other women. I know who I am and what I offer. I may not be the fittest or the richest or the smartest or the whatever, but I am very much that bitch. And the world will do. And these men will do. People are attracted to confidence. And more specifically, they're attracted to likable people. So don't worry about, you know, all the other stuff. You just have to have confidence when you do these things and make these moves. Let's talk about DM sliding and shooting your shot on social media. So on Instagram, it's hella easy. Again, it's simply breaking the ice. Don't make this a big deal. I feel like with all the bots and shit, like the olden days, we used to just like 6 photos from 5 years ago. I feel like that just doesn't work anymore. Like, it was fun while it lasted. But right now, Insta stories are your friend. Don't be weak. Don't be scary. And don't just be reacting to a story. It's not enough to send a heart eye when he posts a selfie. Say words. This is a time to show off your wit or your intelligence. If you following a hottie, he follow you back. Let's say he makes a post about seeing the new Spider-Man. Tell him how much you love the film or ask him his thoughts on it. Like, just engage with people and conversation. And if the conversation dies out, you know he's not interested, or maybe he's off the market. You don't know what's going on. But again, don't be attached to the outcome. Some dudes just don't be posting their significant other. Y'all know how I feel about that. That bothers me. But sometimes the men are really just taken. So it's no harm, no foul. If he doesn't take the bait and doesn't take off with the conversation and try to get to know you, then he just wasn't interested, or it just wasn't a good time. But don't be attached to the outcome. Just be like, oh, what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. Just have a conversation. And if it goes somewhere, great. And if it doesn't, hey, there are plenty more men out there. On Twitter, mainly just sliding in the DMs. That's Twitter is still a DM type of territory. If you see he said something on his timeline, you can slide about that. If he, you know, he comes up in a hashtag, you looking up on your favorite TV show that y'all both watch, you know, send him something in his DMs and just be like, oh, so what did you think about, you know, Harlem, or how you think about, you know, her and Camilla, her ex, like that sort of thing. Like, just be conversational. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, you look good, or you fine as hell. Women don't like when that happens with us. Men don't care about that kind of shit. So, I mean, I know some ladies who are about it and who will just be like, hey, I'm just hitting you up because, you know, you fine. And I saw you on my timeline. Some girlies are about it. But, you know, like I said, this is a time to show your conversation skills. And you know, the conversation will go personal if he's interested. So just kind of let things, you know, flow as they will. On Facebook, definitely join like Facebook groups, specifically local ones. I'm in hella Facebook groups. I'm in hella singles groups. I'm in all kind of groups. And I just be clocking and watching and waiting to see someone that I like that I think is hot. Most of the singles groups are ghetto, honestly, but the good thing is you do have his entire Facebook profile at your disposal. So you can kind of weed people out a little bit easier with that. But if you are in like a local Facebook group and, you know, a guy comments on a post about something in the neighborhood, shoot him a message about it. Hey, I saw you posted about this restaurant. What did you get there? Is the restaurant any good? How was the service? Like, simple things. Again, all it takes is a green light. Y'all, men just need to know that the door is open. You will not die from doing any of these moves I just listed. Everything I said today, very simple, very uncomplicated. Someone had asked me, is it feminine or ladylike to send the first message on a dating app? First of all, Bumble is a thing, so yes. Secondly, yes, it's okay. So if you're on the dating apps and you're never sending out messages first, I feel like you're wasting your time. And y'all gonna be mad about this one, and I don't care. If I am the second person to match, meaning when I match with the guy, now the chat box is open and we're able to message with each other, I'll send the first message every time. Like, why not? I'm the one that matched, the text box is open. Hey, what's up? Well, I don't say that, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm still going to start a conversation. If I think he's particularly hot or I like something on his profile, I'm going to say something about something on his profile. Oh, where were you in that picture? Or, you know, I see that you like Marvel too. Who's your favorite character? Like, don't be lame. Don't say hi, and don't do basic shit. I think that's the main thing with social media. Like, look up conversation starters on dating apps. Like, I had literally Googled this at one point in life. Shit, I still Google it sometimes just because I like to be creative and, you know, say fun things. And I know that I mentioned this on the dating apps episode. I think that was episode 4. On Bumble, I used to send the same exact message, Marvel or DC. And that's, again, put yourself in men's shoes. That is much different than every girl starting a conversation with, hey, how are you? How you doing? Ladies, we know how irritated we get when this happens to us. So if you're going to be on shooting mode, then shoot for real. Stop being fucking lazy. Like, don't be lazy. Don't be cheesy. Don't be basic. But when it's an app or social media, the goal is still the same. The goal is still setting yourself apart. This is the time to show your coolness, your nerdiness, your intelligence, whatever. If you put in a smidge of effort, you will see a difference. And at least at this juncture, you are the one that's doing the choosing and you're not just accepting whatever dude like threw himself at you. And that doesn't always mean like you'll get perfect results. You can do all the things. And the guy just might not make the move. But so what? Like, or worse, I sparked up conversations with some cuties in public and found out they were married. Like, or just off the market. It may feel like rejection if you let it be. But for me, I'm prepared. So I honestly will just pivot at that point. My next thing is, oh, so where are your single friends at? Show me their Instagram. Like, I don't give a damn. Okay, so you will have some that it's going to be haters because, you know, whatever. But for the most part, you know, guys would be like, oh, yeah, you know, my friend over there, you know, like he's single, whatever the case may be. As long as the conversation didn't get too far and y'all weren't hitting on each other, then it's completely fine. And one thing I wanted to touch on, we have all heard that statistic. 90% of the time when women shoot their shot, they make it. I'll say this, men love attention and they like feeling wanted too. And also they want sex. So I actually have to agree with this statistic, or I think it was more like anecdotal, but I have to agree with this phrase or whatever that I've seen all over social media. The thing is, I do need you guys to ease your expectations. The statistic is not saying 90% of women who shoot their shot got a husband. That's not what it's saying. Being successful in shooting your shot really depends on how you define success. Did he react to the move you made? Did he respond to your DM? Did he initiate further conversation? Did he ask for your number? Did you get a date, etc.? They're different metrics of success. So I will say I agree with the fact that when you shoot your shot, yeah, you probably will make it because, you know, at the end of the day, we know they always want sex. So there's always that. But, you know, redefine what you view as success. I've talked about this before. You don't have to go out the deep end and view success as, well, I got a man or I got a husband. It could just be having a nice date, or it could just be, you know what? We exchanged numbers or we had a great time at the bar tonight and he bought me drinks. I think that the terminology is what scares y'all. I think when y'all hear shooting your shot, you know, some ladies assume it means you're grabbing him by the balls and saying, be my man. You know, like I said, saying hi on the elevator or when a nice looking guy walks by, that is still shooting your shot. Everything I listed today is still shooting your shot. And these moves are super easy. You can shoot your shot at ugly guys for practice, or men that you don't like, just for practice. Honestly, it's a lot easier when you don't like them. It be the foreigners, dudes, that it's hard to make and keep eye contact with and to pull these moves. But I just really want y'all to go out onto, you know, the real streets or the E streets, because we probably about to get locked down again. And just make your presence known. So may the odds be in your favor. All right, guys, now it's time for the dating tip of the week. I'm doing something a little bit different, something new. Occasionally, I am going to have dating coaches and gurus give us their tips. So these are people who are in the dating coach arena or they provide dating services. I'm going to have them give us their two cents and tell us what they think. So I'm going to include the description of who they are and where you can find them in the description of the episode. So catch their info there. But here is your dating tip of the week.
Hi, everyone. My name is Val with Dating for Millennials and Gen Z. That's dating_GenYZ. My dating tip for you this week is what we hear isn't always what was said. We know this, guys. We know that sometimes we can hear something and we would interpret it totally different than what was actually meant. Okay? Let's stop looking like asses and take the time to think things through. Everything isn't always what it seems. You know, sometimes we're hard of hearing. Sometimes we hear what we want to hear, you know. Stop taking your interpretation of what was said to be the end all be all. You need to leave room for the fact that the way that you interpreted something isn't what it is, is not what it is. You know, you could be mad at the way that somebody said something to you, but the way that they meant it to you, like, there was no malice, you know, like there was no ill will, you know, it was just the way that you picked it up, you know, and that's okay. That's okay, because we don't always understand how somebody is delivering a message to us. You know, we just need to be honest and know that we heard the message, but we completely interpreted it in a way that it just wasn't meant to be, was not meant to be. You can very well understand something in your own words without taking away the meaning of what was actually communicated to you. So take your time, listen to what was actually said. If you think that they were coming at you, if you think that there was ill will, why don't we just ask? Let's ask these questions. Let's not assume. Like, let's stop making asses out of ourselves and be mature and ask those questions that we feel that we shouldn't ask because we have all the answers. You know what I mean? Clearly sarcasm. Ask these questions, you know, stop misinterpreting things and not trying to interpret them the right way with the individual who actually delivered the message. Let's get better at dating.
Now it's time for Down in the DMs. If you have a question, want advice on something, please send me an email. The email address is listentoyoursinglefriend@gmail.com. And please put Down in the DMs in the subject. This one was a question. So I'll just read the question. I won't give them a name. It says, "Hey, Jasmine, how do you feel about sex on the first night? Is it a no-go for you? Do you feel a relationship can start if sex is had on the first night?" I do. I feel like we're grown-ups. I personally am not going to wait a very long time to know what that mouth do, or at least just to know what I'm dealing with, what I got myself into. I don't believe in 90-day rules and all that stuff. I think I talked about that on the last episode, talking about purity culture. But I think it's okay. My thing is, if you're going to have sex on the first night, break up with your expectations. The thing is, and I talked about this on the bonus episode, actually, the one for single girls when vibrators aren't enough. I talked about this on that bonus episode. Like, if that's what you want, if you just simply want your needs to be met, then go for it. Do the thing. But disconnect yourself with the outcome the next day. Whether you hear from him the next day or not is irrelevant. Whether this leads somewhere or not is irrelevant. Now, can it lead to something? Absolutely. I've seen it happen many times. Many times. It's not a no-go for me. It's not something I've done. I have hooked up on the first night. But, you know, like I said, it's not a no-go for me. But also, when I've been in that situation, it's just like, wow, this date went really well. Conversation is hitting. Chemistry is hitting. Come on over. I want to see what that mouth do. Period. Like, it just is what it is. But the next day I wasn't all, oh, is he gonna judge me? You know, I don't care about none of that shit. Like, if I did it, I did it, and I did what I did, and I said what I said. So if it's something that I would like to pursue, I'm just gonna, you know, fill out the waters, you know. Normally,
for the most part, most men, well, just in my experience, I've not been like smashed and dashed or anything like that. So the next day you probably will hear from him. And at that point, just kind of fill it out. Is he asking you to come over the next day or is he asking you to go on a date? That tells me if I should be having any hopes that a relationship can come from this or not. But I have seen it many times. And honestly, I'm okay with it. I'm not okay with the way that men be judging. But I do what I want to do, you know, regardless of that. But I personally, I think I talked about this on like the hookup culture episode. I think that was like episode 8, the history of hookup culture. Like, it just is what it is. I'm not really concerned about what men think or what they say or how they're going to judge. But I do think that just for me personally in my love life, if it happens, it happens. But ideally, I like to wait at least a few weeks for anything to happen in any sort of sexual capacity. Mainly just because if you know men, there's this thing called post-nut clarity. I feel like I've talked about this before, but there's this thing called post-nut clarity. And it's like, for men, they can finally evaluate a relationship after sex is had. For women, the most power that you're going to have is before sex is had. Like, and some men are still going to be good men after the sex. You know, if you do it very early. Some men are still going to roll out the red carpet for you because they just fuck with you. But a lot of men aren't like that. So, you know, just be careful. Protect your peace. Protect your heart. Protect your spirit. But, you know, if you want to bounce back from a one-nighter, you know, like I said, just fill it out. I feel like that next 24 hours tells you pretty much all you need to know. If they're on your line trying to see you, they probably are trying to see you again, but the question is in what capacity. So if it's like, oh, you know, I had a great time last night, you know, can we see each other again? That's the time where it's like, if you really want this to be something, recommend another outing, recommend another date. And if he slaps that down and just like, well, why don't you just come over to my house? You kind of know what time it is. You kind of know what time it is. But if he's like, oh yeah, you know, let's go and, you know, do this, go to the theater or go to the winery or whatever. That's how you really test it out. But totally possible. I know many couples, many who are in relationships and who fucked on the first night. So, but just be careful and, you know, just tailor your expectations. So now it's time for trivia. Okay. You know what? I'm going to make someone make me a trivia song. I say this every time. Someone just have mercy on me and send me a trivia song. It's time for trivia, guys. So this trivia is actually an extension of last episode's trivia. So it says anywhere from 50 to 80% of people who use online dating lie about themselves on their profile, while 40% of men admitted to lying about their jobs. Women tend to lie about blank. Is it A, their weight, B, their height, C, their age, or D, their jobs? You'll have to find out on next episode. All right, guys, that wraps this episode. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Go ahead and get your Listen to Your Single Friend merch. Have a very Merry Christmas and a beautiful Happy New Year if I don't do an episode before next week. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this show. Spotify listeners, Spotify is stepping it up. So I believe you have the ability to rate the show now. So Spotify is just adding a whole bunch of new stuff to listening. They're really trying to make themselves a name in the podcast world. So if you do listen on Spotify, which I know a little bit less than half of you do, go ahead and check some of that stuff out on Spotify. If you have the ability to rate, do so. Please write me a review, y'all. Make sure you're going to be home for the holidays. You're going to be hanging out with your friends and family. They're going to be all up in your business. Tell them about this great new show that you've been listening to. So please share the show with your friends, and I will talk to you guys next time.